Our first lesson was from the Gospel of Matthew. Now we'll read the same story as told in more detail in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And when Jesus had passed over again by ship to the other side, a crowd of many gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and having seen him, he falls at his feet. And he implored him much, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come, place your hands on her, that she may be saved, and she shall live. And he went with him, and a crowd of many followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, who had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians, and had spent all that she had and profited nothing, but rather became worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the crowd behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may just touch his garment, I will be made well. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she knew in her body that she was healed of the scourge. And straightway Jesus, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turning about in the crowd, said, Who touched my garments? And his disciples said to him, You see the crowd thronging you, and you say, Who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before him and told him all the truth. But he said to her, Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go into peace and be made well from your scourge. While he is yet speaking, some come from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying, Your daughter is dead. Why do you still trouble the teacher? But Jesus straightway, having heard the word that was spoken, says to the ruler of the synagogue, Do not be afraid, only believe. And he let no one follow with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he comes to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and beholds the uproar, those weeping and shouting much. And entering in, he says to them, Why do you make an uproar and weep? The little child is not dead, but is sleeping. And they laughed at him. But he, putting them all out, takes the father and mother of the little child and those who were with him, and enters in where the little child was lying. And having taken hold of the hand of the little child, he says to her, Talitha, kumi, which is being translated, Girl, I say to you, arise. And straightway the girl stood up and walked, for she was 12 years old. And they were amazed with a great amazement. And he commanded them much, that no one should know this, and that something should be given her to eat. We also read from the doctrine of faith. Faith is an internal acknowledgement of truth. At the present day, the term faith is taken to mean the mere thought that a thing is so because the church so teaches, and because it is not evident to the understanding. For we are told to believe and not to doubt. And if we say that we do not comprehend, we are told that this is just the reason for believing. So the faith of the present day is a faith in the unknown and may be called blind faith. And as it is something that somebody has said, a faith in somebody else, it is a faith of hearsay. It will be seen presently that this is not a spiritual faith. Real faith is nothing else than an acknowledgement that the thing is so because it is true. For one who is in real faith thinks and says, This is true, and therefore I believe it. For faith is of truth, and truth is of faith. If such a person does not see the truth of a thing, he says, I do not know whether this is true, and therefore, as yet, I do not believe it. How can I believe what I do not intellectually comprehend? Perhaps it is false. From all this, it is evident that faith and truth are one. For this reason, the ancients, who from affection thought more about truths than the men of our time, instead of saying faith, used the word truth. For the same reason also, truth and faith are one word in the Hebrew language, namely, amunah, or amen. The reason the term faith is used by the Lord in the Gospels and Revelation is that the Jews did not believe it to be true that he was the Messiah foretold by the prophets. And where truth is not believed, there faith is spoken of. But still, it is one thing to have faith and believe in the Lord, and another to have faith and believe in someone else. If anyone thinks within himself or says to another, "Who can have that internal acknowledgement of truth, which is faith? I cannot," I will tell him how he may have it. Shun evils as sins, and go to the Lord, and you will have as much as you desire. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.